It's Sean and Sid
from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Okay, first, we got to tell you a little disclaimer here. I don't hear it right now, but if you hear a loud snap or a pop, the dogs are chewing bones. This is the only way we can get them quiet because the studio is in the house and the dogs like to be underfoot when we do the show.
Yeah, they're our co-hosts.
Yeah, well, they're not invited, but they're here. So if you hear that, just ignore it. Those things will be gone here in just a little
bit.
They
mean well.
Yes, yes. Well, we got a lot to get to today, including the whole Halloween thing. You know, at least the kids got to have something of a Halloween.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
So glad. I think so many people were looking forward to that.
Do you remember any of your great Halloween memories?
Yes.
Your fabulous Halloween memories?
I have one costume. I was a bunch of grapes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I killed it. I hit it out of the park.
Okay, great. But who said, yeah, Sid, this is a good idea. I think you should be a bunch of grapes. So just for the visual, you all out there, I was a bundle of purple grapes. So
that I sewed to your little bodysuit. Yeah.
Well, I had a Fruit of the Loom, like purple sweatsuit on.
Right.
And then I'll give you all the credit, bought purple balloons uh-huh. and blew them up. Uh-huh. And then hand sewed them.
It was pretty good.
And then I wore this weird like Oompa Loompa green. Remember that? It was like a rubber head topper.
It was like from one of Bram's like weird shows he liked on Nickelodeon or something.
I think it was
kind of weird. You're right.
I think I was with my friends that were like princesses, but I'm grapes.
And you look,
who doesn't like grapes?
It was adorable. Then that was a stem on your head.
So everything in this household is normal. Don't worry about me, people. I'm good.
I'm trying to think what else. But you were.
I was always a vampire.
See, that's what I liked about it, because you didn't always have to be a foo-foo princess.
Thank you.
No.
I think you might have had something to do with that.
Well, no, I don't think I pointed you in a direction, did I?
I don't know. But I will say you were great with Halloween makeup.
I loved Halloween.
You always did a great job with my face paint.
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Brush my hair, but the face paint was great.
Do you know what the number one Googled Halloween costume was in the state of Ohio? It just kind of surprises me. They kind of broke it all down for different states. Well, the number one thing.
In Ohio? That's really interesting.
In Ohio. I'm going to say it's not the grapes.
I was original. Okay. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of something from this past year.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's very old school.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's kind of like a conventional thing.
Like Frankenstein?
Okay, but this is for girls.
Elsa?
No, that's not a bad guess, though.
Okay.
Very,
I don't know.
Very conventional, old school. Like
Cinderella.
Okay.
Dorothy.
I'll go ahead and tell you.
I'm bombing this. Help me.
The show doesn't go on that long. Okay. Angel. An angel. Isn't that bizarre?
We need more of those floating around.
I know, but I just thought, wow, I'm surprised that many people are
looking
for
angel.
Angel costumes. You met an angel?
I have been an angel.
Oh.
I wish.
What? This show just took a turn. You met an angel?
And coming up, we're going to talk about Sydney's
encounter with an angel. No, the most Googled in Ohio, an angel. So whether you had a little angel or you are a little angel, there you go. That's what all the excitement's about. Hey, we got a lot to get to today. Stick around. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need to talk about flirting.
Okay.
Because word on the street is you don't think you're a good flirter.
I got no game. Zero game.
I think that is baloney.
I have no game. I promise you.
Do you not realize? Like,
I know people that are like friends of mine that are like a little almost shy normally or not really gregarious. And we go out and they are like, they're on it.
Really?
They're so good with it.
I have seen you though. Out and about, like at a bar or rest, and you know what you're doing.
I'm just being friendly, but I'm not like
so. Maybe
flirty.
That's it. I don't think you realize that maybe your typical comes off as a little
flirty,
flirtatious.
Oh well, I had no idea. Thanks for bringing it up. Now
you're luring in like randoms.
What do I got? Like 30 more years to try it? I don't know.
Yeah, better late than never, Mom. Okay, but I did find an article. It's from Cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm.
The top three facial expressions that are a sure way to tell if someone is flirting with you.
If they're flirting with me or if I'm flirting.
Or vice versa.
Oh, I see.
You might be doing this unknowingly to all your suitors.
I find if I cross just one eye, it's a party trick and people talk about it.
I think that happens naturally for you. So we might have just solved this problem. Segment over. We're good. Anyway. No. Okay, but I want you to guess. There's three expressions, and they all kind of happen in combo. So if you were to do this to pick up your guy,
okay,
what would you do?
Smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
But are you like a really toothy smile?
I think just a smize.
Okay. Right.
Smile with my eyes.
Ding, ding, like, ding.
Okay.
It's a slight smile.
So they say, do I smile with your eyes?
No, it just says a slight smile, kind of a smirk.
Oh, I see. Okay. Like, yeah, like a little flirty mm-hmm. kind of. Mm-hmm. Got it. What else?
Well, I wanted you to tell me. Since.
See, this is why I'm not a good flirter. I don't know. So I'm asking for help. Okay. Let me think. What else you could
One
do?
More and then I'll give you the third.
Okay. I think. I just buy him a drink at that point. I give up.
You cross one eye and say, it's two for one, buddy. Step right up.
That's it. See, that's all the game I got. I got nothing.
Okay, but if you're trying to give it your best shot, you need to turn your head to one side. Tilted
my good side.
Down right? Slightly.
Down slightly. Come hither. I have to have my come hither look.
Ooh. Yes. I don't like that look. And then the third one. Your eyes are turned forward.
Well, I got one going sideways, remember?
So we might have a problem there. But at the it specifies forward at the implied target. So whatever that means for you.
Look at that guy.
You need to narrow
him. Stare him down.
Tilt your head to one side.
Tilt my head to one
this
side.
This could become very creepy.
It sounds just too much. Too determined. Too premeditated. Yeah. Yeah. I am here to meet you.
I heard that a vodka soda works great.
Okay, let's stick with that. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
Y'all got to stop shaving things. Just stop.
You don't want to see me when I stop shaving things. My brother, your beloved son,
yes,
used to call me Wheatfield. Do you know how traumatizing that is?
Because you had hairy legs. I know, honey. But
very creative of him. I'll give him that. But that is brutal for a 7-year-old girl to hear. Okay. Anyways, carry on with your segment.
But you've gotten past that.
I gotta shave my legs now.
The winds of change.
I can feel my jeans. My legs actually touch my jeans.
Well, according to Best Life, they said that there is one body part you should not ever, I'll just say it's a body place, you should never, ever be shaving. And people do it. And they say it's just a really bad choice, not only medically, but also
medically,
aesthetically, medical and aesthetic. Okay. Are you going to guess?
I have so many first thoughts.
Okay. Knowing that this is PG,
I'm
not going to go deep in the weeds here.
Literally. Because I'm thinking the rear.
No, it's not your
hair. Because I'm thinking medically, that probably isn't the best choice.
To shave your bum?
Your bum bum.
Are we talking men or women?
Whichever needs it.
Do you know a lot of hairy bum women? I don't think they would necessarily share that information right away.
I do know a few that have shared.
Really? Very interesting. Okay. So it's not hairy bum women. Okay. Any other guesses?
Medically
and aesthetically. So it's an appearance thing. Okay.
Okay. So it's visible to the general
yes,
public.
It is visible. And I guess if you're wearing hoochie shorts, it could have been the bum. But no.
Ooh.
Yeah. You don't want to go there.
Your toes.
Oh, that's a good one. But no harm in shaving those hairy toes. I know this could go on. Should I just tell you what it is?
My imagination's just going wild. Okay. Yeah, tell me.
The eyebrows.
Oh.
Some people shave and shape their eyebrows and shave in between their eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
And make their eyebrows smaller And according to doctors, the eyebrows, they form, they're the frame of your face. And they actually have a purpose on your face. Do you know what they do?
Do they catch dust and
yes!
things?
Yes.
That's why camels have eyelashes.
Exactly. So consider, wow, I forgot about that. Consider your eyebrows the eyelashes of your lifetime.
Of your forehead.
Of your forehead. And they keep sweat out of your eyes. They keep dust and dirt. And they are like your last bit of, you know, defense before it gets into your eyeballs.
Yeah. I have a couple thoughts on this.
Okay, please.
One, yes. I think the bushy brow is in right now. So I don't know a lot of people that are getting out the razor to trim their eyebrows.
They say that, you know, they trail off. They do like a, you know, make it thinner about halfway through and then.
Can you imagine if you sneeze or something?
When you're shaving?
And slip of the hand and you shave your whole eyebrow off.
I know.
I trust a good tweezer. I'm not getting out the razor.
That's what they're saying. That's what they say. Keep the razor away from your eyebrows.
Ooh.
Tweeze if you need to tweeze. And otherwise, there's the pencil. There are other things you can be doing. Guys, I've never seen a guy pencil in his eyebrows, but maybe they can. I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
Actually, there are some guys who really do look good with structured eyebrows. I don't know them by name.
They hang out with the girls that shave their bum up.
Maybe so. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Well, people are at home now. People are dealing with the juggling of the household, your work, the kids' school, and chores. I mean, chores, that's a real deal now. You know, it kind of always fell on, sorry, but it does. It falls on the mom more so. It always has.
That's what this article is by Good Housekeeping. It says that. It says most of the chores fall on mama.
Uh-huh.
But which I totally believe.
So now that dad's home, is he picking up some of the slack?
No.
He's
Dad
not.
Is a great delegator.
Oh.
So the chores, again, by Good Housekeeping, this article came out. Chores are now being pushed onto the little ones, but surprisingly, they're actually super receptive to it.
Because they haven't done them, and now they're learning how to do chores.
If I were a mom at home with my little rugrats, I'd be like, get busy. Here's a sponge.
Exactly.
I think you did that to me before the pandemic was even a thing.
You got to train kids young. You really do. Baby servants are very important.
Mommy.
No, no, no. Look, there's a ring around that tub. You get back in there.
Mama.
No, you get back in there. Here's your sponge daddy. Get in there. Work on it.
Scrub daddy.
Oh, scrub daddy.
I would know because I opened endless boxes.
Oh, scrub daddy. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That's it. I was one to always do chores.
Yeah.
I think that's just in
it's
my
healthy.
Makeup.
You got to teach kids how to do chores.
But I'm a little.
You're excessive. And I appreciated it.
I think I offended did. You by how much I was cleaning.
I really don't care.
No, but I helped you out a ton.
No, of course you did.
But it makes sense if families now are stuck at home for work, for school, for play. I think the kids probably have caught on like, this is our space. We need to clean it up. Kids are great, I think, at school about cleaning up their toys and having that structure. So maybe that's where some of this is coming from.
But I think when families are really busy and the kids have activities and there were other things that were going on, I think it always True. Falls on the mom.
True.
Because the kids are just, you know, running everywhere. So now that everybody's kind of around, you know, suddenly mom's going, wait, this isn't fair, you know?
This isn't my mess. No, I'm tired of you kids.
And rightfully so. She shouldn't be having to deal with all of everybody's slop right now.
So mamas, if you're listening.
If you're listening, mamas.
Now is your time. Rally the troops and get them to clean the bathtub, the toilet.
We will win! We will win!
It does say 31% of households have seen a decrease in fighting over responsibilities.
Good.
25% decrease in fighting over cleaning specifically.
Oh.
So leverage your opportunity.
Heck yeah. And if you've got a 2 or 3 year old at home, scrub daddy them. Train that kid up. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Wholehearted Workshops, wholeheartedworkshops.com.
Okay. We know, when you are in your bed, that you don't want to spend too many days on the same sheets and pillowcases, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I just stumbled upon something in bestlife.com that is now going to change my life. I might not even sleep tonight. I've got news for you. All right.
I'm scared.
According to Natalie Barrett, she's a cleaning supervisor and expert at nifty cleaning services. So who's ever going to doubt her, right? She says there's something that we should be washing that nobody washes. And that is your actual pillow. Your actual pillow needs to be washed. Do you know how much?
No. And do I want to know?
No, go ahead and guess. Go ahead. It's just fun.
All right. I wash my sheets probably every week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's good.
Is
that's
gross?
Healthy. No, that's healthy. Good? Yeah. Depends on how much you sweat. You tell me you sweat a lot.
And if I sweat, then I wash them.
Okay.
Because that freaks me out. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would say wash your pillow once a month.
No, that would be good. No, but you don't have to do it that much. So don't freak out.
Your pillow will fall apart.
Every 3 months, you should wash your pillow. Depending upon what your deal is. If you're a night sweater, you have sensitive skin, mm-hmm. you have allergies, you need Makes to wash sense. Your pillow more. But right around 3 months, at the most 6 months, is where wow. you need. I hate to say this to you right now because I'm really embarrassed. I've never washed my pillows. Except for the ones that are bamboo, because I know you can wash those. I feel like the other ones.
That's why they're yellow.
No. In the guest rooms. It's like.
Put them in the guest room.
Here's your brick. Here's your brick full of dust mites.
And old skin. This totally makes sense, though. I mean, that's why we have mattress covers.
Yes. Why we?
Why don't we have a zip-on pillowcase cover that you can wash that?
Well, what would that be? It's got to keep the sweat and everything out.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it be made out of?
Like, same thing as like a mattress cover.
But I wash my mattress cover.
Exactly. So that's what you do with your pillow. You can't wash your mattress.
Yeah.
We're on to something.
We really are.
Listen, people, if that's not out there in the marketplace right now, we're patenting it.
Okay.
Or trademarking
October
it.
October 2020. This was our idea. Totally. So gross.
But in the meantime, our old dusty pillows will be in the guest room.
Oh, yes. People will be here in about a month. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental. NorthstarFamilyDental.com.
Which, follow them on Instagram, because they have a great Instagram presence, as do we. Make sure you check us out, too. But they are our favorites. We recently both went there, and you can see the inside of our mouths. I know it's intriguing, amazing. I wonder if we have the same kind of teeth. I never asked them if we have the same teeth. You know, do you have your dad's teeth or do you have my teeth?
Is that hereditary?
Well, teeth come from somewhere. I gotta believe.
Okay. Well, my baby teeth were a little crazy. So we're glad those fell out.
Speaking of babies,
I need to bring up a very important topic.
Okay.
I was scrolling through my Instagram this week and I follow Kane Brown's daughter. So Kane Brown is a country singer.
Yes.
Love him. Mm-hmm. A lot of popular songs right now. But they just created an Instagram for their infant daughter.
Okay.
And I am her biggest fan. I mean, this girl can't even walk, but she's just about the cutest thing I've ever seen.
And has a ton of followers, I'm sure.
Has a ton of followers.
This is the weirdest thing.
Celebrities nowadays, I feel like it's the norm.
Do they not understand that you're putting your children out there in front of God knows what?
You know what's the best content ever?
What?
Remember Chef Gordon Ramsay
yeah.
from Hell's Kitchen?
Of course.
His son even has an Instagram.
How old's his son?
Oh.
What does he look like?
Knee high to a grasshopper.
Really? Does he have hair that looks just like Gordon?
He's identical to Gordon.
Oh my God.
I think that's the best part. But I was scrolling and I'm like, okay, this poor little baby didn't post this picture. So is this weird? Like, why do I love these infant photos?
Yeah, I know.
It's, and not to create a controversial topic. Listen, if your kid has an Instagram, go for it. I think it's more so these celebrities, like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union created an Instagram for, I think her name is Kavi.
How old?
Kavi Wade.
How old?
So young. Maybe one.
Okay.
I need to fact check here, people.
Okay, this
clearly.
Way.
She has over a million.
People are used to you giving out face, you know, fake facts. It's fine.
She has over a million followers.
This baby that's not even a year old.
And she's known for like her stink face. And it's hilarious. She never smiles. It's like the funniest thing. 1 million followers.
Wow. Well, I mean, if you're monitoring it and you keep the creepos away, I guess it's fine. It's like showing everybody your baby pictures if you've got that kind of audience, you know?
But who wants to do that? Like, I look back at my baby photos now. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Oh, mom didn't brush my hair that day. Oh, I'm covered.
Oh, my gosh. You would have been the greatest Instagram little monster child with your your hair all in knots and ratty. Oh, my gosh. People would have loved it.
Yeah, I would have been that baby on Instagram. I think these babies are all put together.
Oh, sorry about you.
Sorry about me. But what do you think about it? Would you have posted my infant photos? I'm talking infant, teeny tiny. On Instagram.
I would have posted them on my Instagram. I would not have created an Instagram for you. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine these kids' followings when they're like 10?
Well, the reason I wouldn't have done it is because I can't even keep up with my Instagram. If you don't have little digits, your fingers don't work, you're not going to keep up with your Instagram. Why would I do one for you? Freeloader. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
They have the coolest bus right now. So if you have events or a wedding, you've got to call them because I went on a tour of that. Did I tell you?
I did too.
You did too that day.
I wasn't on your tour group, but I was on it.
Oh, it's so cool. They have actual chairs and a whole like setup. It looks like a salon inside a bus.
They have an Instagram page just for their new bus. Well, for their bridal segment.
Right.
It's Avola Lanza Bridal. So check them out. They're going to be posting their bus photos.
It's so cool. Did you know last night, maybe you got a picture of it. It was a Halloween blue moon.
Ooh, spooky.
I know. I thought it was like supposed to be blue. So I was very excited. It was not blue.
Orange moons are orange. So
no, a blue moon just means that it's an extra moon, the second full moon of a month. Which is rare. Wow. I mean, it's pretty rare, actually, but that's all a blue moon is. And a harvest moon is the one that comes, that's the October's first full moon. So we already had a harvest moon. That's the one you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And so this is the blue moon. And how rare is it? Pretty rare, actually. So if you did not get your moment out in the sun out in the moon to take that in, you're going to have to wait a little bit, like 19 years or so for that to happen again.
So you're saying we had two full moons in the month of October.
In the month of October.
That's creepy.
Yes. And this is what's funny. I stumbled upon, okay, so we know we have the blue moon. We know we have, oh, by the way, the blue moon is not really blue. Oh, okay. So
it's my favorite beer, but.
Did you know there's something called the beaver moon? It's truth. This is according to, the Farmer's Almanac. Who's going to argue with that? The full beaver moon, it's called. The first full moon after Halloween is November's moon. That is traditionally called the full beaver moon. According to the Algonquin tribes, yes, and the early colonists, this was the time to set your beaver traps before the swamps froze over.
Okay.
So the first full moon now is your beaver moon. So get out there, dance around, celebrate with a pelt on your head, however you celebrate the first beaver moon.
I am just picturing us in Canada, you down by the lake.
I'm not sure why or what that is, but I'm pretty sure I don't want to be there.
Neither did I.
Okay. And with that, open to interpretation, we'll move on. Have yourself a fabulous weekend, everybody. Yes. We appreciate you so much. And don't forget, you can catch us on seanandsid.com. And don't forget, too, we have our social media outlets for you to find us as well.
Yes, we do. Please follow us on Instagram. We're kind of fun. It's Sean_and_Sid. We appreciate it.
And you can watch our Wind Down with Sean and Sid videos, too. They're on YouTube, or you can find those on Instagram as well.
If you're wondering, what faces these voices are attached to.
Yes.
Don't get your hopes up. No, don't. You can find our faces on social media.
Or you can find us at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. It's that good. Have a wonderful week. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.